Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio Cornwall's non-league football review. I'm Jack Murley. We start, as always, with a look at the classified scores. Conference South. Truro City 2, Salisbury City 2. Peninsula Premier League. Dartmouth 2, Tavistock 1. Falmouth 7, Royal Marines 0. Ivybridge 2, Bovey Tracy 6. Liscard Athletic 3, Plymouth Parkway 0. Saltash 2, Columpton Rangers 4. St Blasey 2, Torpoint Athletic 1. Witheridge 0, Camelford 2. Division 1 West. Foxhall Stars 0, Vospers Oak Villa 4. Hale 2, Weybridge 3. Holsworthy 1, Godolphin Atlantic 2. Porthleven 1, Plimstock 4. Cornwall Charity Cup quarter-finals. Dobbles 3, Truro City 0. Helston Athletic 0, Penryn Athletic 1. St Dennis 5, Probus 0. Callington Town vs Newquay, postponed. Games between Truro City and Salisbury have become one of those fixtures you look forward to at the start of the season, full of incidents, energy and goals. The meeting between the two sides this year proved to be no exception.
Barry Hales, header and in, and Barry Hales has scored for Truro City with less than 5 minutes on the cross. Ash's header back across the face of goal. Barry Hales was lurking and looped a header over the top of Will Pardee. 5 minutes on the clock, Truro City 1, Salisbury City 0.
And Chenoweth with a fine save off the post, drilled in, and the equalising goal has finally come. It looks like Williams, who was there unmarked, taking the rebound off the foot of the post.
Marvin Williams gets a shot in from the edge of the box, and out of absolutely nothing for Salisbury, Williams with a wonder goal, edge of the box, far side, angled shot low across the face of Oliver Chenoweth's goal mouth, into the bottom corner it went. Salisbury have snatched a goal from absolutely nowhere with 21 second half minutes on the clock. Truro City 1, Salisbury City 2.
Chance to level the score, Truro trail 2-1 as it stands. Walker steps up, three paces, drills it in off the bar, 2-2. Truro have dragged themselves back into the game.
The draw makes it a third match in succession without defeat for Lee Hodges' side. The City boss was pleased with the point, but felt his side could have shown more.
We come out second half and stopped doing what we was doing all of the first half. You know, I think we just tried to play in front of them. We never turned them, and that's where we was getting our joy. Andy Watkins was making some terrific runs first half, and we was putting him in, which was causing problems. Second half, we stopped doing that. We stopped doing what got us the joy first half.
The Peninsula Premier League resumed a normal schedule after last week's weather disruption, and it was Falmouth who recorded the result of the day, putting seven past bottom-placed Royal Marines. The thoughts of boss Alan Carey on Falmouth's season so far.
You know, we've just got to keep going along and picking up 3 points and see what happens around us, really. That's the way I see it. I think, you know, we dropped some silly points early in the season when we were struggling with no strikers. And we've paid the price for that, really. But we've just got to stick in there. It's still a long way to go, and there's a lot of football to be played. All the other sides are going to play each other as well.
Liscard Athletic prepared for next week's Senior Cup quarter-final with St Austell with a 3-0 win over Plymouth Parkway. Parkway were down to 9 men by full-time, something that doesn't surprise Liscard manager Darren Edwards.
I know a lot about Love Parkway, and when things don't go their way, they start losing their heads a little bit. And they did end the game with 2 men sent off. Could have been a few more, to be honest with you. The referee was quite lenient. And I think we bossed the game today from start to finish.
A reality check for Porthleven. After the heroics of last weekend's cup win over Camelford, John Dent's men were beaten by 4-1 by Plimstock. The thoughts of a disappointed Porthleven manager.
Very disappointing. It was certainly down to earth with a bump today. I feel a lot of the players were very leggy still from last week and very lethargic. And, you know, as good as we were last week, we were that poor today.
Just a reminder, you can hear all 4 of the Cornwall Senior Cup quarterfinals this weekend on BBC Radio Cornwall Sport. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Sport. BBC Radio Cornwall.